Dreamscape presents Capture by Rachel Van Dyken, narrated by Brittany Presley and Peter Coleman.
Chapter 1. Danny. The elevator jolted to a stop. With sweaty fingers, I pounded the button to the penthouse floor. A groaning noise filtered in from somewhere outside the elevator. I gripped the side railing, then slowly sunk down until I was on my haunches, breathing in and out and telling myself it wasn't a big deal. Elevators stall all the time, right? In a few seconds, everything would be fine, and I'd be telling the story to my sister Pris and her movie star husband. They'd laugh, I'd pretend to laugh, and we'd forget about it. Or they'd forget about it, and I'd have nightmares later that night about being stuck in an elevator while it plummeted 12 stories. 2 minutes went by, maybe three, and the elevator still wasn't moving. I'd never gone to Disneyland, never ridden on any of their rides, but I imagined that the Tower of Terror felt exactly like this moment. Pure horror, and then suddenly weightlessness. Please let there be no weightlessness. Logically, I knew I was fine, knew I would be fine. But logic had taken a long vacation from my brain, and had yet to return ever since my parents' death a year ago. Because logic was the thing that kept me sane. The voice in the back of my head that said, "Hey, it's fine. What are the odds that out of all the elevators in the world, yours is the one to crap out and plummet you to your untimely death at 17? Logic would have asked about the odds that I got in a car accident. Furthermore, what were the odds that I'd be the only survivor? Apparently, my odds were pretty damn high. In a weak moment, I'd once typed the question into a search engine. Just like I'd done with every other paranoia I had. Anaphylactic shock via bee sting? 40%. Getting trampled by a hippo? Higher than getting eaten by a shark. Yeah, let's just say I'm not going to be going on an African safari anytime soon, no matter what my sister's husband thought. And that was another thing. What were the odds, out of all the people for my straight-laced sister to marry, she'd fall for action hero Jamie Jameson, one of People magazine's sexiest men alive, who also happened to be best friends with rock duo 82. Yeah, you couldn't Google that crap. Not that it would matter. The odds of that were next to 1 in a billion. So it made sense that my parents were dead, right? I mean, logically. I hated logic. I shivered as the elevator made another weird warning alarm. The lights were still on, so at least we hadn't lost power. Yet. Another jolt, like the elevator was caught on something and then it moved fast, too fast for my comfort, nearly sending me toppling forward into the doors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?